into quite as much of that, so we're currently working on that as well. And that will be in one of the free releases coming out. We will be releasing 7.5.1 soon. Those that are on our beta list, we're already up to 7.5E on our beta. That's what I'm running today for you guys. Because we did have a couple little snafus. I don't like to say bugs because that's ugly. But we had a couple little snafus, and we've made quite a few of those work already. And, of course, we are not going to charge you for any of those fixes. Yes, gentlemen in the front, she's coming with the microphone.
I have a question I applied before. Now, this is really, really important.
Okay.
What would it take to make a portable speech unit where, say, if the computer completely goes down and you can't use speech to actually see the stuff that's on the monitor to let you know what's actually happening?
It's a great question. That's probably a Doug Geoffrey question. I don't have an answer for you. I can pose it to GW Micro. I know it's something we've looked at. I can't tell you where we're at with it because I don't know, so I don't want to tell you something that I'm unsure of.
I might have a solution that might help. You can actually have a scanner that goes across the screen and tells you what information is there that the speech can't read.
Right. That could be a solution. Michael, come up to me afterwards, get my card, and let me write down that question so I can make sure we get it posed back to the proper parties.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any other questions before I get started on just what I generally was going to cover? Well, okay. Louis wanted me to cover Office 2010. He wanted me to show you some of the new things about 7.5. He wanted me to get into PowerPoint presentations. Is there anything else that you guys just are not able to do right now? Yes, sir.
How much of 203 and 10 are they reasonably similar, or are they totally different?
2007, 2010 are similar. 2003 to 2007 is a little bit of a different animal. Yes, sir.
Do you have access to Microsoft Access?
I'm not sure I understand that question.
Microsoft is actually the database application.
Oh, we work totally. Yes, we work in Access. Yes, we do, sir. There's an app to make it work. We don't work out of the box. It's an app, but it's a free app. Right now, I don't know if you guys, how many people have ever been to App Central in here? Okay, a few people. App Central, all of our apps up there are free. There's about 225 of them, I believe, now. Some of them are there specifically to make applications work better, and we'll show you a few apps today that are just for kicks and grins and giggles.
Yeah, such, pretty much all of them.
Yeah, so the Smile app is a really cute one, so if you're trying to get those emoticons. I can tell you that there's a few people that have talked about doing apps for that, whether they've actually sat down and tackled it. I don't know. Hotspot, which is one of our apps that Aaron in-house wrote, really has some cool features that will not totally make those applications hum and purr like you want them to, but they will get you out of a bind and be able to allow you to go and do some clicking on some areas that were inaccessible before.
Another app I was never able to understand is the Fruit Basket. What's that for?
The Fruit Basket?
Yeah, there's an older app on there called Fruit Basket.
I've never heard of it, so.
It at least was kicking around on App Central, I'd say, about.
Oh, I don't know every app up on App Central, that is for sure. Yeah, if you just go to App Central on the app, there you can go to help for that app, and it will give you information about that app. But that's one I've never played with.
I might just do that, because I never saw it do anything. Really.
Absolutely. There is a couple apps up there. How many people have ever heard of Tyler? He's probably 13. Now. He wrote an app for 9/11. Yes, something. Amazing young man. And if you have that loaded, all it does when you start your computer is it just says, remember those that died in 9/11. So cute little guy. And he also wrote a 70 commercial app that's up there that's pretty cute. So yeah, well, then you need to get on Tyler's blog, because the gentleman's being 13. I wish I knew all that, and I'm not 13. I'm quite a bit older, so I'll leave it at that. But he's just a charmer. His whole goal in life is to become Doug Geoffrey when he grows up. So All right, well, then we'll get started. I've got to test my sample.
Do you have a question?
Another question?
Yes, ma'am.
I actually had two, and I got a call, so I had to leave.
Well, there's a charge for the second one.
The second one has to do with silver light. Silver light, this flash program that, what's that video Netflix uses? I find that when I load a net, I just don't know whether you've dealt with those. It's a Microsoft flash player.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it. I haven't worked with it personally. You're already going to come up to give me some information, hopefully, about that other application. Yeah. So if you post that question so I can type it when you're come up here, I will investigate it further. And if you come by the booth, I'll try to have more information for you tomorrow.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Louie.
Hi.
You got a big mouth, Louie. Go ahead.
Okay, me and my big mouth.
Mr. Eyes.
Woo, I guess it works.
Tell them all, Mr. Eyes.
Okay, now that we know that the speakers work, one comment and one question. For those of you that use, that go on Netflix or some of the other places and use Flash Media, make sure that you have the latest Java Access Bridge installed so that your screen reader can really pick up.
There's something I didn't understand.
Say it again, Louie.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a thing called the Java Access Bridge that makes things.
Java.
J-A-V-A. Yeah. Yes. Java Access Bridge. And I'm sorry, I'm still trying to recover from a 20-year-old injury when I get hit by a drunk driver. So when I say something, I don't get upset if you ask me to repeat myself. So don't mind me. But anyway, if you have that installed, it'll make your screen reader find certain things easier. It made a big difference in a website that I was working with. Before I installed the Access Bridge, I was only seeing 9 links.
Grab.
All of a sudden, I get a total of 94 different links out there that I didn't know about. Oracle website, Sun Microsystems was now owned by Oracle. They have it. If you send an email to how do I give you my email address? Well, anyway, I will post something on the connection. So for those of you that need to know where it is, you can get it. Because if I was to give you a web address, I'd be lying to you because I don't remember what it is. So that. And my question for Kimberly is this: not Silverlight, but Live Messenger. It's got, when you first install it in Windows 7, it gives you just stuff that is not necessary. I don't need that photo viewer. I don't need to use any of the other tools. All I want is the Live Messenger to communicate with people from time to time when I need to do things when I'm on the road. And I can't seem to get Windows to allow me to check or uncheck certain things. So that may be something. Have you had any experience with that, or have you installed that?
You got my mic. they do. They're just not. Louie and I are sitting next to each other. I'm sorry, but you know, what can I say?
It's so part of the economy.
The other mics are down a little further, but there is 2 mics. But we're sharing. We play well in the sandbox together. Yes, Windows Live Messenger we do work well in. However, Windows Live Messenger has had many different versions and updates and upgrades. So, Louie, if you have that on your computer, please come and see me while I'm here, and I will work with you on that. I use Windows Live Messenger every day. Obviously, if I don't have Window Eyes on, I can't test it with that. But Jeremy Curry uses it every day with Window Eyes, and we work extremely well in it. There are some things you do need to turn off, and I'd be glad to work with you with that. So just come by and see me. Okay, before I get going in the training, I just want to cover a few things that I want to make sure that get covered. So I made a PowerPoint presentation, and obviously I don't have a screen here because y'all can't see it anyways. So we're going to listen to it with Window Eyes to show you that you can listen to a PowerPoint presentation with Window Eyes.
Window Eyes presentation 7 space.
Okay, first of all, do I need to make it louder? Okay, let me turn these speakers up louder then.
Browse on. Slide 1 of 8 bootscanlines.jpg bootscanlines.jpg window eyes experience the world like never before. The most comprehensive screen reader software package for the blind and visually impaired. www.gwmicro.com bottom.
Okay, so I'm on first slide, and it has a picture at the top, and that's why you heard that scanline, APG. It was giving you the name of the graphic. The only way to get rid of that, and I made it do that on purpose because you're going to get annoyed with it as we go throughout the day, you have to go into PowerPoint and name that, save it back out, and bring it back in, and whatever you name it is what it's going to say. You also have the ability to have it say whatever text that you want it to say. So I could have it say, GW Micro is great. I love window eyes. I mean, whatever you want it to say, you can go and make it do that. And if that's something you guys are doing, is making slide presentations and doing that, feel free to come by the booth. I can work with you on those. Again, you guys, I am here for 2 days. So come by, ask me questions. You're not paying for any training, so just come by and do it. That's what I'm here for. I don't usually sleep too much at these conferences, so don't prove me wrong. Louise used to asking me questions, so make sure you do. All right, I'm going to go to the next one.
Space. Slide 2 of 8 bootscanlines.jpg bootscanlines.jpg my window eyes. At GW Micro, we believe in new technologies that make people's lives better. Our passion is developing innovative products and features that open up new possibilities for our customers. That's why you can count on Window Eyes to be the most stable, reliable, user-friendly screen reading package available.
Okay, so you heard slide 2. So what I want you to know, if you were making a slide presentation, and if we have time to do that during this presentation, we will, and if not, come by the booth and I'll do it with you. You have the ability, when you're giving the slide presentation, to have a headset on. So let's say you're in a job situation and maybe you're the only visually impaired person there, and they think you can't make a PowerPoint presentation, and you're going to prove them wrong, and you're going to make that presentation. But then when you're presenting the presentation, you want to know what slide you're on because you're presenting and you want to know slide 2. Maybe you want notes for the slide. Well, the cool thing is if you put notes on a particular slide that tells you how to describe or talk about that slide because maybe you put a graphic on it or something like that, the notes will be read to you, but they will not see those notes on the screen. Is that awesome? So you just kind of cheat and have your headset on. Oh, the graphic of the beautiful home up here and blah, 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 and they'll think you can see. So you can do whatever you need to do because they won't see the notes because sighted people have the ability to put those notes in. But guess what they have to do? They have to print them, have them as a separate option. But Window Eyes will read those notes to you. And you actually go out in what we call browse mode right now. And when you're in browse mode, that's what you use when you're in the internet. So if you wanted to quickly go down to your notes, you could hit H for heading, and boom, you would go right down to your notes. So it's very accessible for you guys. Yes, sir.
How would that work if you're using Braille
displays? We support pretty much all Braille displays, and from what I'm hearing, we support them extremely well. I haven't tested it with the notes. If you have a Braille display, bring it by the booth. Let's plug it in, and we can test it. Because I haven't done it, so I don't want to tell you something. I would assume it should work because the Braille displays work in every other area, but until I feel it for my own eyes and fingers, I don't want to tell you that.
Space. Slide 3 of 8.
Okay, I'm going to speed it up a little bit. What can Window Eyes do? It gives you complete access to the Microsoft Windows applications, including word processing, spreadsheets, web browsing, email, and much more. Window Eyes offers superior access and support for Microsoft Office, Internet Explorer, Outlook, Windows Mail, Mozilla Firefox, Thunderbird. How many people use Thunderbird in here? Few people. Okay, we work extremely well. Adobe PDFs and even iTunes. Window Eyes provides you with total control over what you hear, how you hear it, plus with its enhanced Braille support, that control is extended to what you feel as well. Any questions on that slide?
Space. Slide 4 of 8.
WindowEye's key components. We are compatible with Windows 7, Vista, XP, including Server Editions 2003, 2008. We also support Microsoft Office 2010, 2007, 2003, XP, and 2000. I will let you know when we came out with WindowEye 7.5, we did cut support for Microsoft Office 2000. The reason we did is Microsoft has cut support for it. If they're not supporting their own product, why are we supporting it? So we did cut that in 7.5. Powerful internet support with, again, IE and Firefox, Thunderbird. We support remote access programs. We also, how many people have ever done our WindowEye mobile installation in here?
That's cool.
Okay. So our mobile installation, which you probably, if you haven't done it with our software, you've probably done it with others. One of the things I like to bring up about ours is that it's very simple to do. Actually, when you put in the disk to do the install, you can pick mobile installation and have it go right to either SD card, USB, however you want to do it. Now, it is very similar to some of our competitors. You do have to have drivers on the particular computer you're using it on. So once you load those drivers, then you're fine, and then you can just plug in that USB drive at any time. So I do realize for some people that creates a bit of a hardship if you're in a library or a public setting and they won't let you put those drivers on there. I would complain if they don't, and I would talk to a manager because they really have no right to keep those drivers off those computers because you can't access them fully, and if they're not going to give you your screen reader, you need to be able to bring it in there. So call me if they give you problems. I'll talk to them. So it's really easy to install. It's really easy to set up. The cool thing about it is it doesn't require any type of activation or require a key. Our software, which some people might think this is not very smart, but we don't copy protect our software. So when you purchase it and you buy it, it's yours. So if you want to load it on five computers and one USB drive, and you might be like my husband and he's got a network in our house, so we've got six or seven computers, you can do that. Nobody's going to come and tell you that, you know, you use too many keys or access or whatever. So you run into that when you're putting it on mobile or anywhere else. You bought it, you paid for it, or somebody bought it for you, or the state bought it for you, or whatever. It's yours. It's yours to use across the board. And we also, when you purchase it, let's say you're just using it in this environment, later you want to use it in Citrix, or you want to use it on a server or anything, there's no upgrade fee. It works across the board in all platforms for the same price. So, and it is $8.95. We also do, we're the only screen reader company that I know of that offers the payment plan. So you can purchase the software for $39, get the full-blown software, and then as long as you pay your payments, it won't turn into a demo. If you don't pay your payments, well, now you have a demo copy.
Please. Slide 5 will be.
I'm just letting you hear that it is saying slide 5. WindowEye's apping was added in version 7. The difference, and I will tell you we fell short on this. Doug Geoffrey took a long time to come out with our scripting or our apping, and we lost some market share during that. The reason it took us so long is we didn't want to create an apping process that required you to use something specific or proprietary for our software. We wanted anybody that had a programming background that knew how to program in any language that supported COM automation, which that opens up a ton of different programming languages, to be able to work with our software. So it took him longer to get it out of the box. But it's there. It's powerful. I'm very proud of it because what it has done is opened up more jobs and opportunities for visually impaired and blind people. Because let's say there's a huge call center and our software is on their server, and then they decide they have to change their software. And before, somebody would have to come in and re-script that, and they'd be paying them hundreds of dollars per hour. So all of a sudden, maybe they don't need to keep you around anymore because you just cost too much money. Well, all of these large call centers have IT departments. If they have IT departments, they have programmers on staff. If they have programmers on staff, they can program with our software because they already know how to program. And we're going to work with them and do whatever we need to do to get that up and working for them at no extra charge. So it has opened up a lot more jobs. We will go out to App Central today, and the next slide just talks about going out to App Central with all the apps centrally located.
Please.
We did introduce 7.5 at CSUN. We're proud to announce it. One of the biggest things that it did is it worked in IE9. So how many people in here use IE9? Wow, nobody? You guys got to get up to speed. Oh, Louie, of course, Louie's hand goes up for everything. What doesn't Louie work with?
The beta tester, so that's why.
Okay, so we do work with IE9 as well. And, of course, we work in Office 2010, and we worked with 2010 before 7.5. Yes, sir, Louie.
Hold on.
Has GW Micro done anything to support the new Firefox? Because there's a few things in Firefox that are still giving me trouble. So I'm wondering, because I really don't like IE9, 7, 8, or 6, but I do find Firefox to be more appealing, unfortunately. There are some things on the new version of Firefox that I'm having a problem with.
Jeremy Curry is a huge Firefox user. I am not, but I know today I talked to Jeremy because I wanted clarification on a few things before I got here, and he was using Firefox. Hasn't told me any issues, but Louie, remind me after this, and I will verify. And if you tell me what the issues are, I'll see if they're not fixed. Maybe they're fixed in one of our beta releases, but if not, we'll get them fixed. Yes, Ms. Pam.
Yes, ma'am. I have a little tandem question to that. I've been getting, and I do prefer Firefox, but yes, I've been having some issues, and I keep getting the notification that says, we have a new update, and the last few I've done, but this one, I keep hitting the remind me later button, because I don't know if I want to get myself in any deeper.
So you're saying updates for Firefox?
Update Firefox or not.
Okay. Let me check with Jeremy to verify what version that he's using before I speak any further, because I'm assuming he's using the latest because he usually is. But Louie, remind me of that, and I'll check further into it. In addition, in 7.5, of course, we made many speed enhancements, stability improvements. We always take our performance and stability very, very highly. In fact, that's why we've always said rock solid, and that we mean it.
Please.
Again, built-in remote assistance, 100 of easy-to-use apps, and user's guide and step-by-step tutorial are also included. And we did change our user interface quite a bit. Yes, sir.
Okay, here we are. Hello, there we go. Okay, this is Doug Martin. I realize the answer to this question is probably program specific. I'm still an XP user, unfortunately.
No and problem. Sorry, that's my phone going off.
I am quite often getting messages, different messages, but one of them says, your computer is running low on disk space. To do whatever you want to do, click this message. There's all kinds of times that I get, click this message, and there's no way to find the message.
Are you using Windows?
7.2.
Okay. You can always use our mouse find feature. Do Control-Shift-F, type the word click in there, hit enter, and if it says found, it's probably on that particular word. And then if you literally want to click with the mouse, again, you want to use a numeric keypad, make sure the numlock is off,
right,
and use the left slash.
Okay, so because I use the mouse pointer all the time, but okay, so Control-Shift-F.
Control-Shift-F is mouse find.
And then put in the click. Okay.
I would put in click. Now, if the word click happens to appear on that screen more than once, it might not take you to the right one.
Right.
So then at that point, you would just need to go to the next occurrence, and walk you through some of that. But
thank
I'm
you.
Sure click probably isn't on there more than once.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, sir, up front.
Okay, if you're using a laptop without a USB keyboard or anything like that, you just got the laptop keyboard to deal with.
Yes, sir.
How do you click in a situation like that?
Great question. The gentleman up front, Steve, asked if you're using a laptop or a netbook or any non-standard keyboard where you've got the smaller keyboard, you don't have the separate numeric keys, how in the world do you click? How do you left click, right click, read where you're at? Great question. We have a laptop layout. You just choose that under keyboard, and then that reconfigures all of the keys. And then I don't have them all memorized because I don't use it that often, but you can go into...
Put an apostrophe, left and right buttons.
Okay. I am, but not of netbook, because when we travel, sir, I always plug in a keyboard. But all you need to do is go into our manual and put laptop layout. It will give you a listing of every single key, what the key is compared to the regular keyboard. So that would be your solution.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome. Of course, we do agency license, site licenses, educational discounts. There's no contracts, no interest, no credit checks required. Okay, so that's just a little bit about our product and our software. Let me take you on a tour and do a few things. Now I'm going to close PowerPoint.
Windowized. Hourglass.
You guys want me to increase the speed?
Windowized.
Okay, no problem. Anybody know the hotkeys to do that?
Control max.
Volume.
Tone.
Pitch, rate,
right and left arrow.
Voices rate 44.
Boy, someone knows how to use our software. Are you going to come up and train the rest of the lesson, sir? Okay, so that's how you change our speech on the fly. You just hold down the control and the alt arrows.
That's for temporary.
It is temporary, but if we want to make it permanent, ooh, does anyone know how to save that? It is on all, but anybody know how to get into our interface and save it? I'm going
to
get.
Before the
upgrade. Just a control backslash to bring up our interface, and then just control S.
Set and save. Screen close.
Control backslash, and then control S.
Really?
Anytime you want to save a setting, just bring our interface up and do a control S. Yes, it is. You do not have to be in any separate menu. You don't have to be anywhere. Just bring the interface up and do a control S.
You've got to save it specifically for the set file on that app.
Depends on where your what your settings are set for, but right now everything's set for global for speech. So we have what we call scope now, and I guess we can spend a little bit of time and go through the interface since that was some of the questions. But you either can be in global or specific per application. We used to call that local, but I think I said it too fast and they thought it was loco, and so they changed it from local to application specific. So I can kind of run you through some of that. Well, one of the first questions that came up today was, how the heck do you change that synthesizer? All right, so I'm in our interface, which is different. Our interface used to be more like our Vocalize layout, which was old and dusty and dirty and needed to be changed. And so we now have a new interface. The choices coming down are the same, but they're over on a tree view. Can you guys kind of tell me what a tree view is? Are you guys okay when I use that terminology? Left-hand side going up and down like a tree, and you've got branches that branch out. So we still have, let you hear the choices.
Keyboard, screen, closed, 1 of 13.
So we have screen.
Keyboard, closed,
keyboard.
Mouse, closed, 3 of 13. Hotkeys, closed, 4 of 13. Cursor keys closed 5 of 13. General closed 6 of 13. Braille closed 7 of 13.
Is it a little faster? Is that better? Okay. It was screen, keyboard, mouse, hotkeys, cursor keys, general, and Braille. Now we're going to go to verbosity.
Verbosity closed 8 of 13.
Now dictionaries has a separate menu. We didn't used to have this.
Dictionary closed 9 of 13.
We always had dictionaries, but you just used to hit Control Shift E and you would actually just perform it there. Now it has a separate actual area.
User windows closed 10 of 13.
User windows.
Association closed 11 of 13.
Association.
Devices closed 12 of 13.
Devices.
Profiles closed 13 of 13.
And profiles. Profiles are, if you guys are instructors or you're kind of like, well, I don't know about Pam back there because she probably doesn't let people touch her computer. But if you have several people living in one home that use a screen reader and you want to share a computer, which I don't think they do back there very nicely, you can have a profile. So Pam could have a separate profile from someone else, et cetera, et cetera. So you just have the ability to set up your settings and save them with your name. But we're going to go to devices, which was right above profile.
Devices closed 12 of 13.
How do we expand a tree view? Woohoo! You guys are brilliant.
Devices expanded 12 of 13 to items.
I just expanded it. Now I have two items. Guess what the first one is?
Synthesizers.
Synthesizers. That's where we hit it. Now, we've got that expanded, which means to the right-hand side of the screen, we have all the wonderful synthesizers to choose from. Does anyone know how to jump from the left to the right? Tab would do it, and F6 would do it. You guys are brilliant.
Synthesizers, Eloquence, List View, 11 of 21.
Okay, let's say I wanted the deck. Don't go boo, but I'm going to do the deck.
D, D, CE Talk Access 32 window I7 of 21.
Now here's something new we added. I'm going to hit enter.
Dialog synthesizer settings. Do you want to kit settings? The new settings will be reverted in 15 seconds unless the kit changes button is pressed. Kit changes K button if all the reverter button.
What you're hearing is we temporarily changed it. We're letting you hear the change. You've got 30 seconds to keep it. If you don't, it's going to revert back. 15? Okay. So I didn't keep it, so we're back to eloquence. Well, do, 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 do.
Yeah, we could make an app for that.
You could. I've got an app for that, I tell you.
Progress bar beeping gets replaced by Jeopardy.
Absolutely.
No.
Bad joke.
Are you using the word app synonymously with scripts?
Yes, sir. We branded that in 7.5, and that is what we're supposed to call it, or I think I get smacked or something. I don't know. But yes, we did. So I changed it. At that point, I could have picked keep changes. I didn't, so I went back to eloquence. And then if I did make a change and I wanted to save it, you could either tab down to save or Alt-S is the hotkey to pull up save in this area.
Setting save.
And I'm done. Okay. There was another question I was going to cover, and I'm so sorry, but let me go back because I do want to show you a couple things in our menu that have changed, and then I'll come back and grab that. Okay, so now I'm at the right-hand side. How do I jump back to the left-hand side? F6 tab won't work here. How come? Say it louder, sir. And why would shift tab work if tab doesn't?
Setting desynthesizer.
You guys are so smart. I don't think you need training. I think you all need to be trainers. All right, so now how our interface works is basically if I were to close our interface, which I'm going to do.
Start button.
So I'm going to come back with a control backslash.
Set desynthesizer one.
It always brings you back where you left off. That is also brand new. Okay. Some people love that. Some people say, why did we do it? But if you love it, then you'll shake my hand. If you don't, the reason we did it is because that way you're not lost. You always come back to where you were. So basically, I moved back over to the left-hand side, but what if I now wanted to close that synthesizer and I wanted that portion to be closed and go back to devices? How do we go backwards when you're in a tree view?
Left arrow.
Woohoo! Left arrow.
Expanded 12 of 13. Devices closed 12 of...
Now, here's another new feature that we offer. Let's say you're in our interface and you say, well, what does devices do? I have no clue what that does. I'm going to hit F1.
Devices closed 12 of 13, preview step 3.
It automatically throws you in our manual for devices, so you don't have to go find our manual and find that in there. It automatically throws you right to devices. You should like that. I really like that feature. Now I'm going to take you back because I want to show you another thing that we did.
Devices closed 12 of 13, preview step 1. Devices expanded 12 of 13.
We open devices. I'm now going to go to synthesizer.
Synthesizer 1 of 2.
I'm going to F6 over. And I'm going to move around here.
Synthesizers, eloquence, sound card, default card, remember the speech settings for the synthesizer when switching.
Okay, so now it says remember such and such, such and such. What if I don't know what that means?
This checkbox toggles whether or not Windows Eye will remember specific settings, such as pitch, tone, rate, and volume, for the selected synthesizer.
So we not only have help over on the left-hand side, we also put help over on the right-hand side when you're in those dialog boxes. If you're on any checkbox, radio button, you don't know what it does, you simply hit F1, a little bubble pops up, and we read that bubble to you. Yes?
Did I hear correctly, connection change, you know, if I'm going to have multiple sound cards, can you actually switch to a different sound card?
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to make her day. That makes me feel good. Or I should say, okay, I'm going to take us out to App Central for a minute. They tell me I have internet in here, so that could be scary because I didn't test it. Yeah. Oh, ooh.
Wireless network, left. Menu closed. Connect to a network. Cancel button progressing. Setting these devices closed 12 of 13, preview depth 1 dialog window.
Okay, it connected, or it's connecting.
Graphic. Left.
Okay, so if we want to go out to App Central, we made it to where you don't literally have to do go into IE and go there. We built it right into our interface with an Alt A.
App management to pull down. App Central A.
App Central. I'm going to hit Enter and it will go to it.
Menu closed. Devices closed. 12 of 13. Custom control.
So it's going out to App Central.
Custom control. Security report 91 links to unclicks 1 table 18.
Now we have so many apps anymore, we had to put them into categories. So now we have general communications, utilities, app development, productivity, multimedia programming, etc. But I know that I want to search for an app called Smile. So we're going to go to our first control and show you guys how to work in the internet a little bit. So if I want to go to a control, does anyone know how to get there? We can insert tab or we can just hit C for control.
GW micro edit box search gwmicro.com.
So I hit C and that took me to the first control. It told me to search. Now I want to search for Smile, so I want to start typing. I can't type when I'm in browse mode. So I realize it's a little different concept. Let me explain to you browse mode. When you're in browse mode, it's kind of like you're in a quasi word processor. So what we did is we made browse mode so everything that you learned in Microsoft, control home to go to the top, control end to go to the bottom, control left and right arrow to move around, works in here as well. And it works beautifully because you can transfer the knowledge that you already know over to the internet, which makes the internet a lot more user friendly. But what you have to remember is when you want to type or you want to fill out a form or you want to do that, you have to get out of browse mode. The easiest way to get out is to hit enter.
Browse off.
That allows me to now start typing, and it keeps my focus in the edit box that I'm in. Yes, sir, Control-Shift-A works, and the reason Control-Shift-A does work is because that is our hotkey to turn on and off browse mode. Yes, ma'am, but no one knew what that meant, so we changed it. It's kind of like scripting is now apting. MSAA mode is now browse mode. The problem with using Control-Shift-A there is focus may not stay in that dialog box. Focus may go somewhere else. So I always tell you when you're actually trying to fill out a form, use Enter. So we're going to type Smile.
Graphic. Text search G double left GW micro S. M-I-L-E.
I had a problem getting out of browse mode once.
Control-Shift-A will take you in and out anytime you want.
Okay, I stuck once.
Okay, so now it brought me up to this page. Let me see what's going on here.
Browse on. Security report. Bottom.
Okay. I didn't.
Browse off. Browse on. Security report. Bottom.
Something's not working properly with the internet here. One moment, please.
You're getting something called top. Security report.
Browse off. Browse on. Security report. Bottom.
Well, let me try my insert tab and see if it pulls up the links that are here because it's not acting like seeing them.
Cancel button. Dialog available links, frames, and tables links as information select.
Okay.
I mean,
this is actually really good because you guys have probably had this happen. So I'm going to try our screen redraw and see if it tries to see the page at that point. Does anyone know that keystroke? Insert backslash. I heard it. Wow, you guys are some sharp users.
Backslash. GW Micro Search Windows Internet Explorer.
There it is.
Okay, let's see what's going on here.
Browse off. Search GW Micro. Security report. Bottom arrow.
Yeah. So when I have this happen, what I do is I close the page and I go to it again. It's coming. It's coming. Don't turn your smile into a frown. Don't do it. I won't let you.
A. App management to pull down. App Central A. Menu closed. Devices closed 12 of 13. Custom control 2%. 7%.
There we go.
12%.
We didn't hear that last time.
17%.
Ma'am, it's just an app, and there's a hotkey that you can toggle it on and off. That's one of the apps that we ship with.
Security report 91 links to unclicks 1 table 18 edit.
Okay, we're going to go back in.
Search button. Browse off. Search button. 0%, 100%. Security report, fit, previous page. Security report, night edit box, search app central.
Hello.
Browse off. Search app central. Link changes. Yes. Search button. Search gwmicro.com edit box, S. Search gmile. Security report, 53 links, 2 up clicks, 13.
Yay, we're there.
The main content link window.
We're going to get a smile after all. Okay, how do we bring up our page navigation to go from link to link? I heard tab. Tab will take you from link to link, but how do you bring up page navigation? Louie, I know you know this answer. This will scan the entire page and list all your links in page order. Insert tab. Woo! I heard it from the back. So what this just did is scanned our entire page and it brought up every link in a dialog box. Now it not only will bring up links, it'll bring up frames, tables, headings, lists, anchors, forms, controls, and place markers as well. So we're going to go to the GW Micro app. So I'm going to hit GW Micro.
GW Micro app central smile 1.0.
Smile, is that what we want? Let's go to it.
Link GW Micro app central smile 100%. 0% 41 links 3 on.
Okay, do we want to download it now? Of course. So we're going to insert tab again.
Link says skip the main copy. Daisy D. Download now 21. Link download now. ID. 0%, 100%, closest dialog box when download complete, save as open no button.
It wants to know if I want to open it or save it. I'm going to go ahead and open it.
Dialog Internet Explorer Security A web.
Now it wants to know.
Much details E button, allow A button.
I'm going to allow it because I trust GW Micro's site.
Dialog verify in Smile 1.3.web. Installed apps I app get version 1.0.4 package app get it. Files and package app install I button. Package installed.
IP. There we go. We now all have a smile installed on our computer, so it should always be happy. Okay, now I'm going to show you how to use Smile. We're going to use Notepad, but you can use Word. You can use whatever you want.
Dialog run N-O-F-I-E-P-A-D. Desktop. Untitled.
How do we check our title bar to see if we're maximized? Do you use our software, ma'am?
Untitled Notepad normal.
Very, very good. And is normal maximized?
No.
Nope. No, normal is a setting on our dryer.
Space. Restore
but we're going to maximize it.
Untitled Notepad maximized.
Left. Okay, we're maximized. All right, we'll just do a boring one to begin with. We'll do a shift, colon.
Right parent.
Smile. Should we do a frowny face?
Yeah.
Oh, just for fun.
Left parent. Smile. Sad smile.
A frowny face.
Sad smile. Let's do an open mouth smile.
Colon.
I want a frowny face.
Sad smile. Smile with tongue out.
Oh, I did tongue out because I was doing that. I did P instead of O. Yeah, what, sir? Yes, has anyone ever sent you an email and instead of my famous tagline when I send emails is I put the word smile. I say Louie smile, but I write it out because all us sighted people do the emoticons and we put the colon and then the close parentheses. So what do you guys hear? Close parentheses.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Well, what they're trying to do is smile at you. And so now we have an actual app that recognizes those and turns them into text and reads them to you.
Is there a way you can how to create these things yourself?
The apps? Or the emoticons.
The emoticon.
Well, you can put in any emoticon you want, and if we don't recognize it, that app can be edited. So you can add things to it.
I guess I'll have to find
the
big crap.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a rather unique problem, I think it is, when I'm trying to install apps.
Yes, sir.
There are times that the installer or whatever will not close when I install a package, and I quite literally have kill Window Eyes, bring it back up, install the next app, kill Window Eyes again,
do you
back up because it says the thing is open, and I cannot find it to close it.
Do you know what app it is that you're installing?
It does this on about 9/10 of the apps that I've tried to install.
If you'd give me the names of the apps, I can look at them, and if I can duplicate it, we can see if we didn't write the apps, somebody might not have put something in the code to release that once you install it.
There are a lot of them I got off App Central. I might have to just, at some point when I'm at home or something like that, just go into Gold Wave.
And then you can email them to me.
Email an MP3 to you and just, you know, let you hear which one.
Okay. Yeah, if the person wrote the app and they didn't put a release code in there to release that after you install it, that's what's happening.
Is there any way to actually find?
You've alt-tabbed around and can't find it? Okay, when that happens and it's not there, it probably still says install somewhere, so I would do a control shift F for find, type install. If the mouse finds it, you can always click on it.
Thanks.
So what's happening is there's no focus, and if something's not in focus, WindowEyes can't close it. So if you're escaping or whatever, so you've got to put the mouse on it to click on it to put it back in focus. So don't forget to use that control shift F, you guys. It's a wonderful feature, and it's probably underused quite a bit. So control shift F for mouse find. The mouse has the ability to go around the screen and find anything and click on it and do whatever you want to do. Louis, I'll stay here all day, but I don't go into that one gentleman's time.
Uh-oh.
So.
Let's see what time we got here. You guys have 7 minutes to get your
question. Okay, but no, someone asked a question up front. I said I would cover it, but I don't remember what the question was. Sir, I think it was you up front. Yes.
Speech reading without a computer.
Oh, well, I can't. That no, it was the gentleman next to you. I think you.
If, say, the monitor isn't working, there's got to be a way to channel that information to be read to an external speaker.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the question. I think it was the gentleman next to you.
Okay. It was
no, the other gentleman on the other side.
The issue of tracking changes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd gladly can show that, but then Louis just told me I have 7 minutes left too, so this is my dilemma. I brought, and I don't know if you guys have seen it. How many people here came to CSUN? So just very few. Okay, I have our Arabis, which is a talking CCTV, and I wanted to show that. So let me show that quickly, and if I don't get the other thing solved, please come by the booth or, again, see me out in the hallway or whatever we need to do. But I do want to show that. We have two versions of this particular unit. I don't have what we call the Cadillac version. I have more of the Chevrolet version with me this time. The Chevrolet version does everything that the Cadillac version does, except the monitor is smaller and the buttons don't talk in front and it doesn't hook to your computer. So let me show you everything that it does and then I'll tell you what the other one does as well. I have brochures on both units. They're brand new to the U.S. We are the United States rep for them. Most of you knew we represented HIMS products before HIMS came to the United States. They're representing themselves in Austin, Texas, which freed us up to bring on some new lines. This is one of our new lines. This is Koba Vision. And we do have two representatives in California that are carrying these products. If you're in Northern California, it's Peter at IRTI, Peter Prasha. If you're in Southern California, it's Andy Cratter. So they don't have these units yet because the dealer demo units have not been shipped and they won't receive them until June. So let me show you how it works, and then, of course, you can come by the booth and play with it as well. It's a standalone unit, CCTV, that has OCR built right in it. You put whatever print document underneath it. It takes a picture of it and comes and reads it to you instantly.
And reads it to you instantly in speech?
Yes, sir.
Talking version of you with all the visual text.
Oh, look at that. I love it, though.
This one has a 22-inch monitor. The Cadillac version, you can go, is quite a bit larger. You can go up all the way to a 37-inch monitor. So depending on your vision loss with the 37-inch monitor, you can get it clipped to 90X. This particular one only goes to about 26X. This particular one also has an arm unit, so you can clamp it to a table, so it's portable. You can take it wherever you want. And then that particular unit, it can go higher. I think the magnification on the arm unit's up to like 40. And I'll have the ARM unit at my table at the booth, and you feel free to come by and bring newspapers or whatever you want to read. So all you do, basically, it does have the ability to change the color and contrast and all that if you're using it as a CCTV, but if you just want to actually have it come and read...
Awaken your mind's eye. GW Micro's mission is to create innovative solutions that aid new possibilities for our clients. With over 20 years of experience developing...
Okay, so basically what I did is I put a piece of paper underneath it, I hit a button, it took a picture and started reading to you. Now, the beauty of it is if this voice isn't good for you, it comes in 17 languages. It also has about 30 voices. So let's say you preferred a female voice, you men out there that want the girl talking to you like this. So I'm going to change the voice.
Developing computer act.
Espanol, Monica.
Well, they don't want Monica.
English, Tom.
English Samantha.
Yes.
What?
ScanSoft.
Yes. Developing computer access products and by partnering with mainstream technology companies including Microsoft Registered Sign, IBM AppleCop.
So you have the ability to speed it up, slow it down. You have the ability when it's a newspaper to put have a line in front of it and it will read whatever it's underneath, so it's going to know how to figure out the columns for you. And if you then needed to read further on, you just move the text over and have it take a picture again instantly. So you can see how quick it is. It's very responsive. Those of you that have some limited vision, it's very crisp. It's an HD camera. And it's a beautiful unit, and we're very proud to be representing this particular product. So, again, you do have full representation of this product in California. Feel free to come by the booth. I have brochures, but I also brought some giveaways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20. Okay, I probably don't have enough stuff here with me. The price on the units vary depending on the size of the monitor and also depending on if you get this version or the other one. The other unit, every button talked. So if you have no vision at all, you could come in the front, and if you're trying to show it to somebody, and as you turned it, it would say blue on black, blue on green. It would actually speak. It would say brighter, contrast level, magnification, zoom in, zoom out. So all the buttons would actually speak. And the Cadillac version also, you can hook it into an actual computer. And that large monitor, if you've got the 37-inch monitor, would also become your computer monitor if that's what you choose for it to do. You would hit a button, go from your computer monitor back to the CCTV. Yes, sir?
Quick question, earphone jack.
Yes, it has an earphone jack. Both units do. Yes, ma'am.
You can write on it?
Oh, absolutely. You just reach underneath it and you can write. Absolutely. So basically the school systems are loving it because of the fact this is being sold over in Europe for years. It's the first time it's come in the United States. They love it because a person can take a test independently and they don't have to have a reader. They can scan the test, have it read to them, stop when they're on the question, reach under, answer it, hit the button again, and it picks back up and reads the next question to them. So it's a CCTV. It's like a scanner, computer, everything all in one. Now, the biggest question I usually get is, oh, can I save that to disk? No, it is not a computer. It's a standalone unit. Once you take the unit and I take this piece of paper gone, it's not saving it, is what I want you to know. It's not meant to do that. That's not what it's for. It's to give people access to printed material quickly with good quality voices, whether they need magnification or not. That was what it was created for. Coba Vision.
Don't do the Braille SIMS anymore.
We don't represent the HIMS products anymore. We still sell them in Indiana and in states that there's not representatives. HIMS allowed us to do that, but HIMS came to Texas on their own. I would assume they'll have a booth here, I would hope. But so HIMS is their own independent unit now. So I wanted to have, I've got 5 bags with giveaways, and these giveaways are our purple bags. And in there we also have, I've got our Braille and large print hotkey guides for window eyes. Of course, my business card and some other little GW Micro goodies. So I've got 5 of those. So let me throw out some questions. Yes, sir, before I do that. Oh, are you trying to win one? Oh, well, you know what? Since he was so excited, I'm just going to give him one.
I have my hand up first, though.
Okay, the next question, whoever can stand up first and tell me the hotkey for page navigation when you're on the internet. Woohoo, you're the winner.
Oh, I see. That's how you run the early giveaway. You have to know your command.
Okay, next person that can tell me how to change the screen rate, tone, pitch on the fly.
Left arrow.
All right, there's a fight for that one. I'll give it to both you guys.
Put the bag in between and let them fight for it.
Hope they have an easy one, like, how do you turn on the computer?
I guess a window eye issue.
Yeah, how do you turn on the window eye?
I don't know exactly how to turn on window eye. I have to set it to the small screen reader and it comes up automatically.
Who can tell me approximately how many apps are on App Central?
225.
Woohoo! You're the winner. Okay. Well, thank you for having me. Again, please come by the booth. Feel free to, I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have. We are running some specials in California, so come by the booth. I'd be glad to tell you about those as well. Enjoy your conference and enjoy your day. Thank you.